بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قال حين يسمع النداء اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة، رواه البخاري. This hadith, the famous dua after azan, as we mentioned yesterday, every one of us should endeavor to learn this dua and recite it on its appropriate time, pondering over its meaning. Majority or a very large section of this dua pertains to us invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for basically three things on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we discussed most of the dua up to the last section. Just to reiterate, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma, O Allah, who is the Rabb of this complete and perfect da'wat, that is the azan, and the Rabb of the Salah which is about to be established, grant or confer upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasila. This we discussed in detail. What is wasila? A position, the highest position in Jannat. Wal fadila, virtue. And the third thing which is invoked upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to confer upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we began the discussion yesterday, وَبَعَثُوا مَقَامًا مَحْمُودٍ, and grant him or elevate him to مَقَامًا مَحْمُودٍ الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ, which you had promised or taken an oath to grant him. Now what is مَقَامًا مَحْمُودٍ? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Then, O my beloved, at night make tahajjud salah. This is voluntary upon you. Perhaps, in other words, definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you bi'asat, will raise you, will elevate you to maqaman mahmuda. Literally translated, the word Mahmood comes from the word Hamd. Ahmad, Muhammad. These are the most famous names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ahmad, the one who excelled the entire creation in making the Hamd and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad, the one who is praise. In other words, Hamd and praise of the creation of Allah ta'ala, of the malaika and of the rest of the creation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the word Mahmud, its root word or root letters are ha, mim and dal, which means hamd and praise. So what is special or unique about what is called maqamam mahmuda? A position. This refers to a position, a status. This refers to something special in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hamd takes place, his praise takes place. Not just believers or angels or even prophets, but the people of the heavens and the earth, even those who denied him. Because a day is coming, a day on which every soul will come to know that if relief was granted on that day, it came through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every soul on that day from his heart will attest to the praise and the hamd of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This refers to the day of judgment when mankind will be gathered on the vast plains, Yawma, where Allah Ta'ala tells us that يَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزًا, that the mountains will be flattened. There will be one vast plain. There will be no walls. There will be no shade. There will be no escaping on that day. There will be no recognition of rank. There will be no basis of wealth. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Every relationship, every association, whether of rank, whether of wealth, whether of tribe, whether of title, whether of family association, all this will break down. Everything will be on one single plane. The sun, which is 93 million miles away, will draw near, according to the riwayat, كَقَدْرِ مِيلٍ, 1 mile away. People will be drowning in their perspiration. Perspiration will rise. Fear will choke humanity. They will be raised hufatan, uratan, ghurla, naked, barefooted, without any clothes on, yet such will be the terror of that day that no one will even dare to glance at the next person. This anguish of that day, which will seem never-ending. كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً. Allah Ta'ala, many places in the Qur'an describes this day, the length of which will be 50,000 years long. So unbearable will be the anguish, and over and above the anguish, the excessive heat, the fact that every association has broken down, no one and no direction to turn in, will be even greater than all that will be the uncertainty that the hisab has not started, the reckoning has not started. So humanity will reach this level that they will decide that who can intercede just to ask Allah Ta'ala, not even for Jannat, not even for salvation, but just to ask Allah Ta'ala to begin the hisab, to begin the reckoning, for the waiting to end, for the terror to move, for the judgment to start. So they will form a delegation, and out of utter panic and desperation, mankind will run to Adam alayhi salam, and then to Nuh alayhi salam, and then to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then to Musa alayhi salam, and then to Isa alayhi salam, and each one, his response will be, Nafsi, Nafsi, that I am afraid for myself, I cannot help you. And finally, Isa alayhi salam, now this also, they could have went directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the need for them to be inspired to go first to Adam alayhi salam, then to Nuh alayhi salam, then to Ibrahim alayhi salam, then to Musa alayhi salam, and only Isa alayhi salam points them in the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala made it like this so that the hamd and the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be established even more clearly in the hearts of the entire creation. Those who believed in him and those who didn't even believe in him. This will become a physical manifestation of that expression in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ Illa rahmatan lil alameen. We have sent you as nothing but a mercy for the entire alam. Isa alayhi salam will say to them that there is only one that will be able to assist you on this day, and he will point them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they will finally approach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be the only one who will not be saying nafsi, nafsi, but rather ummati, ummati. He will say to them, ana laha, I am the one who will be able to assist you. And he will fall into sajda. And it's mentioned in the riwayat, fayulhimuni mahamidahu. At that time, Allah will inspire me with mahamid, the praises of Allah. Such praises which today, لَمْ يَحْضُرْنِي الْآنِ, I don't know the words of those praise now. At that time only it will be inspired to me. And he will praise Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala will call out, Ya Muhammad, irfa رَأْسَكْ سَلْ تُعْتَى وَشْفَى تُشَفَى, that O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, Sal tu'ta ishfa tushaffa. Ask now, you will be granted. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, al-maqamul mahmud, maqamul shafa'a. Ulama say, maqamul mahmud, al-shafa'atul uzma. That maqam mahmud, wab'athu maqam mahmud, the dua, or part of what we invoke Allah ta'ala to confer upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the dua of azan, refers to this maqam al-shafa'a, this position of the first intercession, what is called shafa'atul uzma, that intercession that Ya Allah begin the hisab, let the terror and the uncertainty and the desperation of humanity end on the day of judgment and start the hisab. This will occur by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what will compel the entire humanity, every soul without exception will come to know with absolute certainty that the release and the relief from the terror of the day of judgment occurred on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what will compel every one of them to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a physical manifestation of maqam mahmud, that Allah ta'ala elevated him to this position where his praise will become arm and general, where it will be attested to by the entire creation. So to reiterate the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'awati tamma wa salatil qa'ima, aati muhammadan il wasila wal fadila, وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ, and elevate him to مَقَامًا مَحْمُود that you promised him. Now we find that some places where this dua is written, there is an addition over these words that are found in this riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, and the addition, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ, إِنَّكَ La تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ, is linked to وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودَ الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ, elevate him to مَقَامًا mahmud that you promised him. إِنَّكَ, verily you Allah, La تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ, will never go against your promise. That Allah grant this which you promised, because you will never go against your promise. This addition of إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ is found in the riwayat of Bayhaqi in his Sunanul Kubra. However, what has also become famous upon the tongues of some is this addition, wad darajatar rafi'a, wa ba'athu maqam Allahumma rabb hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal fadila. What darajata rafi'a? We hear this. However, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali said that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah Ali said, I did not find these words, what darajata rafi'a, in any narration. So this is why ulama advise that it is better to leave this expression, what darajata rafi'a, which has become famous on the tongues of many in this dua, out. So to reiterate the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima, آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقام محمودا الذي وعدت إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. If you read this dua, what will be granted? Inshallah, we'll continue.